Hi, everyone. My name is Liam, and I'm here today to talk about cultivating a routine of embarking on weekend cycling excursions alongside a peer group. When I first took up cycling a few years ago, people naturally assumed my primary aim was dropping a few kilos, or maybe finding a cheaper way to commute to the office. While those are undoubtedly nice benefits, I actually bought my first bike because I was actively seeking social connection after moving to a totally new city where I didn't know anyone. Selecting my first bicycle was quite a daunting experience. I almost bought a heavy mountain bike because it looked incredibly rugged, and my brother strongly suggested I get a dedicated road racer for speed. Instead, I ultimately opted for a hybrid bike, as the shop assistant explained it would be the most versatile option for handling different types of surfaces.
When you start going on lengthy trips, you quickly learn that having the right gear is essential. Obviously, everyone thinks a large water bottle is the number one priority, or perhaps padded shorts to prevent saddle sore. However, an experienced rider quickly taught me that carrying a puncture kit is an absolute must, as getting a flat tire 10 miles from home will ruin your day completely if you can't fix it. After a few months of solitary riding, I wanted to find a proper group. I spent hours searching on a local online forum, but found absolutely nothing suitable. Surprisingly, it was a colourful flyer pinned to a notice board in my favourite local cafe that finally introduced me to my current club, the Weekend Wheelers. Riding in a tight pack takes a lot of getting used to. I fully expected keeping up with the rapid pace to be my biggest struggle, or perhaps riding so dangerously close to other wheels. But in reality, mastering the various hand signals used to warn the riders behind you about potholes or sudden turns was the most challenging part for me to grasp initially. Our weekend excursions are always a brilliant adventure. While some local cycling clubs head straight for the coast, and others prefer to tackle the steep hills of the national park, our group's favourite route invariably leads us out to some ancient ruins located about 30 miles outside the city limits. It's a very picturesque destination. Refueling properly after a long ride is a frequent topic of conversation among us. A lot of the guys rely on expensive energy gels or standard protein bars to recover. I tried those, but they taste too artificial for my liking. My absolute favourite post-ride treat is a thick slice of banana bread. It provides the perfect, delicious energy boost. Of course, nature always plays a massive role in our rides. We don't usually mind getting caught in a bit of light rain, and even the freezing cold of winter is manageable if you wear the right thermal layers. The weather condition we absolutely dread facing, however, is strong headwinds, which can suddenly make pedaling feel like you're moving backwards.
Cultivating this weekend routine has completely transformed me. You might assume the biggest reward is an increase in cardiovascular fitness or building stronger leg muscles, but what I've truly developed over these past 2 years is immense mental toughness. Learning how to push through the pain barrier when I just want to stop and give up. Looking to the future, the group is setting some exciting new goals. A few ambitious members are talking about entering an amateur race, and others want to transition into doing a triathlon. I've decided to dedicate my summer training to completing a charity ride to raise money for the local children's hospital. Thank you for letting me share my journey.